Monday night, or Le Yud Gimel Iyar, I believe. If you're listening to this, please erase the last recording made. It was just like ranting or talking. Please erase it. It's of no value whatsoever. And now we're starting the Shmaitzah Monday night, or Le Yud Gimel Iyar. We're really towards the beginning of the parak. And that's the arise of Ayim is a rebush. So that's how the Marik learns in the Rambam that it's the Oraisa. Vav kam zos ilav mitaino mishum chomer shechmar toleh besofa lo yinu matir mishum aguna, meaning we would be machmer because of chomer eshesish. That's what you have to say in the Marik. We would stop it. We would step in, and we wouldn't allow. We wouldn't allow the Diorisa to work because of the Chumra of Eishas Ish, we'd be Machmeh with the Rabbanon, but because of Aguna, we don't do that. Vav kam zois, he left me time, mishum choyme shechmar toleo besofa, lo yinu matir mishum iguno stamazoi, kedemucha chreish periko isha rabba, begorah shamom rabzeir mitoy choyme shechmar to besofa, who porich loy lachmor velo leikul, so who asks you to put on all the chumras to create the kula, don't be machmer and don't be meikil. Mishani mishum igula kilabarabonon, so how did that fit in with the way the Marek's learning in the Rambam, Pesach? The answer is, that Rabbanon would step in if not for Aguna and would aser it with the Rabbanon. They wouldn't allow such a d'oraisa dika leniency to work because of the chaymer of Eishes Ish. Lo'yinu makila mishum iguna d'lohadabe rabzera b'dolei komer ela mishum iguna mishum sefer le'goras ela. So it's not a new teretz, mishum iguna, and it's the Rabbanon, but it's still the d'oraisa, and it's just the Gemara saying why the Rabbanon allowed the Diorisa to work. That's how you have to say according to the Rambam. Be a Dvorah, now the Shmaitzel explains what I just said. He takes also the position that it's min ha-Torah, ma-ha-dom ha-pek-shvus ha-edus, amur ha-bap ha-kol-moidim be-enech ha-demisa shu chayim v'chayim ha-korban ha-edus, because if he would have been mayor that the husband died, she would have gotten her ksuba, so there's money involved. The tikshi ha-ditznah and shvus ha-edus, and inoyeg ala ba-anoshim v'lo b'noshim, v'amashkachas lo b'noshim be-eg miso, deishin ami mehemda. We know the din. We know that a woman's also neman as an eid echad to say that the husband died. So, a woman could be mechuyev a carbon shvus eidus, right? Because she would cause the ksuba to be given if she's mayor that the husband died. Alavad eidisha ainan neman as min ha-Torah be-eid misa. Amal eid echad kosher neman min ha-Torah. It says, ba-anoshim v'lo b'noshim. Umiyu gam l'fizet tikshi, the Shmaitza asks, who says nitma'a and she doesn't get ksuba? That's certainly with the oraisa. Who's that? I mean, himself asks that as a question. It leaves it schwer. Ella the Gor Hikshu da Davis have a mission on Melech. We have a partial Terach of the Derech Mitzvah Secha. We hold the Tzlan in a Noye Gnoshim, the Mashkach has been a Mitzvah the Sota. We told it to the Chiv and the Ishe in a real Lord Balmo, Avak Abdullah Hach Milson and Menes Lahoyed, and a Chayev is Beshuah So Eidus, Ayin Shom. So we said yesterday that could mean one of two things. It could mean that even now she's not a Chetz of an Eid, it's just your mom in her. It's like you're believing in Umdana. But you're not really giving her a Shem aid, so there's no Korban Shavuos Eidus. Or it could mean that the pasuk that says Vehu aid means in other cases it's a chetz of an aid. Even if here it's not enough to be in one particular case an emonus of an aid, but you have to be an aid in general. Uchein zem otzasi, we're after the kasha about the going to be Yehuda. Uchein zem otzasi shekosav somebody betoisis yontiv. The iflagu
tanakama.
I don't know. The iflagu tanakama of Rabbi Kiva benosi imchayev korban shvuos oedus. Right? The machlokas mesechus horius. If a nasi, meaning a melech, if he's mechuyev in korban shvuos oedus, chachamim say yes. Rabbi Kiva sir like the potter. Pirush haTosfos Yontiv. So the Tosfos Yontiv says the Tanakam is really like the Chayiv. Rabbi Kiva is really like the potter. Because of Sham, the Tosfos Yontiv that hold the Tanakam of a Chayiv benasi, einu be'edus nefashos. Melech could say this, but it's again a poshus. So I guess if he's saying a poshus, the ger a ksuba, I mean, that's the ger moment. She will say this is not lagabi mis, it's only lagabi moment. The melech ain't omei in the moment. So in general, for moment is a melech is not an aid. Only for misa he's an aid. So he will believe in korban shvuah when he says aid this misa for the poshus. If I guess if it's nagei, I'm not. I guess it has to be if it's nagei a moment. Rabbi Kiva sir like the potter, even the in a royal lahod the alma. The melech doesn't say edus. Avol gab the bedin in a fashus meyed, eno a lishayev ale korban shvur. So the Tosfos Yontiv says this type of svara that even if you're neman in this particular case, you have to be a general aid to be mechuyev korban shvur. So lachayev is machlekes tanoim. So this issue of whether a woman would be mechuyev korban shvua if she's neman as an eid sota or as an eid misa, even though in general she's not neman, so that would be maybe you think, look, here's a machlokes tanoim that the lechayra chaylek in that issue. Miu, so the Shmaitza says, so the Mishnah Melech wants to answer. Because in general she's not an aid, that's why there's no korban shvua. The Mishnah Melech asks the question: why is a woman potter from korban shvua? I, as an aid sota, she's neman, and maybe even aid misa, right? So that's what the Mishnah Melech asks. So the Mishnah Melech wants the answer because you have to be neman in general. So the Tosfos Yontiv asks that idea. You have to be neman in general. Seems to be a machlekes tanoim. Seems to be a machlekes tanoim. Miu achati tikshi. So the Shmaitza says, kiven the hosum kaimel on the nosi chay of korban shvua. So not only is it a machloket, but it actually knocks off the Mishnah Melech's teretz, because we paskin nosi is chay of korban shvua. Back to the question. Ishanami be'edus miso de ruya lahoyed amai loy mechaiva karbon. Right? Back to the question. Back to the drawing board. Back to the question. So, I mean, he's not Saita, it's anyway Shver, but he's right now focused on Misa. I guess if the Araisa, she's Namon. Ubisaita Taisethas Yom Kippurim, or Rab Maram Chavav Reshperik Yom Kippurim, Kosov Aldiri Taisethas Yom Niskar, Mazel Shono. Right? The way he wants to explain the Machlokas of Bekiva and Chachomim, that he's talking about Dina and Nefashis. She says, Zelo Efshem Ikama Anpin, Chodo Demoran, because of Mishnah, because of the Melech, Eno Meir, Afilo Beidus Nefashis. Maybe Rael and Boro, Chakwan, Ayin Shom Shekosov. The two Afilo Tame of the Melech, Ayin Lord, Beidus Nefashis, Mekomu Gom Lomatar Tzikushi Bohachi, Mishom Lishuah Saeidu Seinu Elo Beidus Momen, Mishikot Varambam, Muran Itomi Al Toysis Yonta, Vechnelo Mimeno Din Zeh. Zelo over other meyolim lechayim korban al shvuos eidus eidus lefoshos. They know elu beidus moment. Yeah, I just assumed it was negeya moment, that it was a thing in the foshos that was negeya moment, like suba or some sort of yerusha. That's what I assumed. But that's what the shmaitz. That's what the tesis. This sefer asks on the tesis. What are you talking about? Are you talking about an eidus? First of all, a melech can't say eidus and eidus lefoshos either. Second of all, even if you could, but a carbon shvuos eidus is only anomalous. The yashiv divrei taisus yontim, the vada eidus nefashos v'chulei lekadin shvuos eidus, they know elabed this moment. We know that. Oh, you must got to elabed this nefashos sheish b'din moment. You must sheish l'bal eidim shazin sa ishta. They will both have seen the ksubasa. The chaygad ma'amelah chay of carbon shvuah, if he doesn't want to say eidus, that she was mezana. Keeping the teveya, the bowels to Neya the Melech to come and say an Eidus that's Negeya moment. Who Mechuyim Lohoyed Machmas Lefoshes Sheboy Sheikhoch Mevein Tvuna Negar Hashem Vitzorach Lohoyed the Melech Mechayim Korban Shvua Al Tvias Omom and Vomom Shibo. So we said that already. Baruch Hashem Eidus Vetuva Eidus Lefoshes in the moment. You'll find a lot of cases of Eidus Lefoshes that a Melech has to be made and Yeshbo Din moment. Umach Shehikshu Marim Chovim Medivri HaKesef Mishnah the Melech ain't made. I feel the Beitus Nefashos. Mayan Shem Varyoso ain't a Buchroch. The Betoisus on Hedon Mishpera Kain Gadol. Because we'll Hedon. I feel the Kain Gadol of Melech. Chayovin Lohoyed. Vafrushim Mei Yisura. The Vyarama main Hechish. The Paulim is all the Retoisus. Kamash Gadol Mishnah Melech. So they do have to, and that could be the Teretz. So, yeah. So we're back to the question. A melech, we paskin, has to bring a carbon shvuah because there are circumstances where he will be mechuyev, where he will be a kosher aid and be able to get money. And if he refuses to be meid, so he mechuyev a carbon shvuah, even though in general he's not an aid. So why, by a woman, do we say carbon shvuah is noyeg b'anoshim v'loy b'noshim? Why do we say that? Because in general she's not an aid. She does not bring a karma shvuah. Back to that original question, why do we say a woman doesn't bring a karma shvuah if she could say Eidus Misa and it's the Araisa? But then we said, you know, it's anyway shver because of Eidus Saita, which is certainly the Araisa. And don't tell me stories because in general she's not an aid, because we just went through a whole rigmarole to show that that's enough. That doesn't matter. Mikomo kom kasha hachta ino noy gnoshim to have gab de baalma ino aid to melach nami baalma ino aid with my de chozi what he is ra'ui masid b'chayv korban shvua chmoy shekosafti. Okay, I want to stop here because these fellows are not here. We'll stop here. Right, this question, but I don't want to go back tomorrow night. I'm going to start from this point. Don't let me go back. Make sure I start at this point.